This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For me, it's really simple. You become a perennial playoff team, you make the playoffs, you have a chance to win Stanley Cup year after year, you are on less teams, no trade list. We don't have palm trees, we have taxes in New York. Those are real, and those are things you deal with. In conversations every day, and there's a lot of players in this league that were on their list, so we need to earn the respect, and it starts with getting over the hump, getting in the playoffs, competing.
The infamous quote, palm trees, taxes, from Kevin Adams. There's something interesting to this quote. He was spitting facts. He said it at a bad time, but I do feel like there was something factual there that needs to be revisited with the NHL. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. I looked back at this quote because of the fact that the Florida Panthers convincingly, again, marched to the Stanley Cup Final. And the fact that the Florida teams, Tampa Bay and Florida, have now marched to six straight Stanley Cup Final appearances. It is starting to not be an accident anymore as to where there is a little bit of an advantage. And I thought of the Kevin Adams quote for that. He was telling the truth on something. He should not have said it then because you were in the midst of a losing streak.
Maybe should never say it, especially when you're in the area that we're in.
No.
It's always going to be a touchy subject, whether it's right or wrong.
If the man has made the playoffs, I feel like he could absolutely fire that off the hip.
He could.
The thing is that he was in the middle of a losing streak when that happened. That was the worst time to throw that out there. He's right, though. He was vaguely attacking the seeming advantage that there is with the Florida teams right now. And that's fair to do. Again, not in that situation. That's why he got roasted for it. Overall, the quote is a bad look. But I do find it interesting that there's a hidden piece in there of the truth. The NHL has a Florida problem.
Well, if you ask Gary, it's not much of a problem. I mean, the Arizona experiment failed, but Florida's flourishing.
Yeah, but the problem being, teams are doing this. Combine it with a couple of savvy GMs making strong moves, and you really have this staggering effect going on for the two teams. I don't know how much of a problem this is, but I do think it was interesting enough for me to at least come back with the segment on this, because we were talking about the playoffs with like the NHL playoff format and everything like that. Why is Florida so dominant? And there's something there of, I want to look back on a quote that did have some truth to it. I'm not going to cry sour grapes over it. Mm-hmm. GMs do need to be smarter overall. And in hockey, there are a lot of circumstances and a lot of instances that we could point to going, that's just bad general managing.
And we've talked about it off air that maybe some GMs who should be fired are starting to get more of a longer leash. Adams in Buffalo, obviously, we know all too well, but there are others that, man, you have not earned another year doing this.
Yzerman is really only going off of the career that he had in Detroit as to why he's still the general manager there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to wonder where things are going to go with Minnesota with Bill Guerin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there is Don Sweeney with Boston. He got away with it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And now that team came crashing and burning down. Chris Drury with the Rangers. Ask anyone in New York City that's a Rangers fan. They're upset that Chris Drury has gotten an extension.
Yeah.
Breer with Philadelphia might be in his final days. But I don't know. There's a lot that you could sell on the idea of, yeah, that Chuck Fletcher guy really put me in a bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing as how NHL teams are trying to practice patience right now with general managers, it's not a bad idea.
I think half of it is they don't want to pay guys that aren't on their staffs anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's league-wide.
Shovel Dayoff with the Jets. He is a good GM. But at some point, when do you look at your playoff failures and go, we need to change things?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to see. League-wide. The LA Kings are sick of losing the first round. They get rid of Blake.
Yeah, there are very clearly a few teams who are willing to change, adapt, willing to try different things. People will complain about Las Vegas till they're blue in the face. I love how they operate. I wish some of my favorite teams would operate like they do, which is, damn the Torpedoes, I don't care if you like me or not, I want to win. And I'm going to do everything I can to win. I'll bend the rules. I don't care.
My contempt of Vegas is, quite honestly, it's social media presence and it's fan base.
Their social media presence is phenomenal. Own the villain role, baby.
It's annoying. And also, you don't know real pain. None of you.
Yeah, because they refused to do it.
I know, but
they tasted a little bit of success and went, we will never... We lost one, or we didn't make the playoffs in 1 year and decided to burn everything down. I'd love them. Florida had a 100-point score, and
their fan base will be like, oh, we lost in the second round of the playoffs. This is the worst thing that's happened to me. And I'm just like, shut all the way up.
That's Boston fans for both of our entire lives.
Yeah. Like, still, it's one of those things where you're just like, shut up.
But
please do.
But I
not talk.
But the thing, I don't care about their fans. Like, cool, good for them. Like, I wish more teams would operate with that kind of gusto to say, hey, we're in a sports league. We're trying to win things. Not like the Carolina Hurricanes, who are like, I mean, we're an NHL team. We're making the playoffs. This is incredible.
We're here.
This is thrilling, guys.
Oh, I didn't know we were even going to make the playoffs this year. You are the coach. That is your job.
You know,
you should always be thinking you're making the playoffs.
And maybe this is a lot of
Sean McDermott tears the roster down in 2017. He doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is a lot on owners too, but like I look at the same with baseball, where you could argue there's like six teams in Major League Baseball that have more in common with AAA teams than they do Major League ball clubs that they're in the same league with.
To quote Vince Vaughn in Wedding Crashers, no excuses, play like a champion. Come on.
So like for me I think the palm trees thing is right with the state taxes and everything like that. You've seen
it. It's interesting. It's not my whole case.
No, but there is something to it. But I also think for years, NHL franchises, a lot of them, including a lot of the Canadian ones, have been run poorly.
They get in their own way. Ottawa. Oh, my God, Ottawa.
Ottawa. And Canada also, I mean, that's like, there's historic precedence to that of guys wanting to leave to go to the United States. Look at what happened with Calgary. Mm-hmm. They had a very, very good team. Nobody wanted to stay. So, I mean, like that's, and it was a bit of a fear.
It is oddly enough a pair of Americans that led that exodus.
Yeah.
Goudreau and Tkachuk.
And I know it was a fear for a little while with Edmonton and McDavid. It didn't seem like very long, but I know it was a little bit of a fear. But also, the Canadian teams operate very old school and they don't change very much. And the teams that seem to have long standing success do different things. They're not complacent, they're willing to risk it a bit.
As of a couple of years ago, though, the Canadian teams had the big four goofballs.
Mm-hmm.
Dorion with Ottawa. Bergevin with Montreal.
Love him.
Benning with Vancouver. And Chiarelli in Edmonton. At one point, all four of those general managers were in Canada. Terrifying stuff. Absolutely haunting. And to think all those men were running teams at the same time. Again, haunting stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ting. And you joke about, like, hey, maybe you could take advantage of one of those GMs, one of those wacky guys. None of them are running a team anymore. And you hate to see it.
I was say, someone say thank goodness. Others, like me, would be like, I miss them.
I miss
Watching Chuck Fletcher also do things was exciting. You mentioned him in the first segment. Watching Chuck Fletcher do anything there was a thrill ride.
Right.
Now, if I was a Flyer fan, I would have very different words for him.
Ron Hextall in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Ron Hextall
in Pittsburgh. Disaster. Actually, oddly enough, Vancouver, though, Rutherford.
Mm.
Jim Rutherford has pretty much run his course, I think, at this point.
Yeah,
and he's still there, and he's in Vancouver, and they are very much in a problem spot. And he mentions publicly, oh, yeah, Quinn Hughes might go to New Jersey to sign with his brothers in free agency. It's your job to keep him there.
It is uncomfortable.
Like, why are you saying that out loud?
But like talking about the NHL, honestly, like it feels like a super broken league that is very much kept alive by exciting high-end talent.
Sometimes these GMs just consume an obscene amount of pixie sticks, and it is on. The fact that the salary cap is going up and a player like Mitch Marner is available in free agency, I cannot wait for the overly bloated contract that Brock Besser gets because a team did not land Marner.
I mean, you mentioned it when talking about Marner that like teams they'll have the money and have the itch to spend.
I look at 2017, yeah, and I know that general managers, when they see a cap increase like this, the eyes get wide. You drank from the wrong punch bowl. We're going to have ourselves a night.
Maybe there's
one of
also
the kids at
too.
Homecoming spiked the punch bowl.
Yeah.
You drank from that one, and you're in charge of the Vancouver Canucks.
That's a good time. But maybe it is like the sports like baseball, or not baseball, excuse me, basketball and hockey, where like football, definitively, one guy will not change an organization that is not a quarterback. Quarterbacks, I think, can absolutely change the
temperature. Rosters are too big, 53.
They're too big, right? And there's too many positions. You have to fill out everybody.
Right.
Where, like, the NBA, the Knicks traded what? Like, 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges? Yep. If anyone did that in the NFL for anybody, any position, they are laughed out of a room. The NBA, it's fine.
Even when they pay 3, it is seen as, oh, you're just swinging.
Yeah. And hockey,
Jacksonville going up for
Jacksonville.
3 spots for Travis Hunter. They have to give a first-round pick to do it. And people see that as, that's a message. Jacksonville is not playing around. Mm-hmm. This new general manager is trying to make his legacy, make his mark right away.
Yep.
And Cleveland, this is too good of an offer to pass up at that point if you're not taking Hunter for some strange reason. The Jared Goff trade, both times, when he's selected and when he is dealt.
Yep.
Jared Goff nabs you multiple first-round picks. And that is seen as, what is it seen as for LA when they acquire Stafford and Goff and several firsts are sent along?
They're making the move.
They're making the move. And they gave up a younger quarterback and 2 first-round picks to see if Matthew Stafford could get over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
And that is seen as an important move, a job-defining move. It works, but it is still seen as, oh boy, this is the opportunity.
But like that's the thing.
Those
are the big moves in football. There are some like historically bad ones. I mean, you'll always have like a running back or a wide receiver that is wholly overpaid, and everyone's like, and immediately it's like that's not going to work.
Ryan Grigson where, trading a first for Trent Richardson.
Where hockey almost feels like it's in like it's in the middle of the NHL or in the NFL and the NBA in terms of how GMs operate. Where like the NBA is trade happy and they're willing to trade every asset. Who cares about the draft? Doesn't matter. The NHL, a lot about caring about the draft. Don't really move top 10 picks all that much. But like you mentioned, but when GMs get money to spend, when the salary cap goes up. Look at Nashville last year. how much money they spent in free agency.
How much money they put in free agency and how bad that team ended up being.
How much money do we think per year Mitch Marner's going to get? Probably $14 million per year?
I'm thinking 15.
And you think 15. And that doesn't surprise me at all.
We're hearing whispers that Sam Bennett might get 10.
Oh, yeah. So if that happens, 15 is a safe number for Marner. It probably could go higher.
If Bennett gets $10 million on more than 5 years, that is a disaster contract in the waiting. It's not for the beginning impact, obviously. Like, Bennett would be a good player for you, but even at $10 million, he doesn't offer a game that gets you that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, year four, year five of those contracts with a physical style, he will wear himself down to a point where, yeah, this is not a good idea. This was a bad contract. We are in hell.
But my thing with look at Minnesota for years with bad free agent signings, literally
all because
crippled
of one
their
day.
Organization. Yeah, one day. Zach Parise, Ryan Suter, and that has been the legacy of the Minnesota Wild for like 12 years now. One day. And so I even look at Mitch Marner. I know there's some excitement around him because we've talked about it, what he could be. I also sit here and go, is that even remotely a smart idea to pay him $15 million? Purely off of what else you can build around the roster.
What else you can build around the roster. And I do think that a skill-based game will obviously favor you in a longer-term contract.
Mm-hmm.
Marner does not have physicality. He will not be worn down like that. He does play a skill-based game, a speed-based game, and physical attributes are the first thing to die in hockey, always. It's why Montreal handing a massive amount of money in free agency to Jeff Petrie was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Or not Petrie, it was Carl Alsner.
Mm.
Alsner's in the AHL within 3 years on that contract. They see the shiny gem. And like every goblin ever, they go running and screaming, tackling each other to try to get the shiny gem.
803-0550, the number to call. Ryan, we'll get to you first if you hang on. But before we hit our next timeout, join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you'll receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Bro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer, we'll be right back. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.